So great to be learning together, Sharei Raz, Women's Tshuva of the Week. And here is a very interesting question that I received from one of our, from one of the TABC graduates, he and his wife. They just got married. And so they had their first halachic question, mix up between milk and meat. I don't know if I have to say Be'ezrat Hashem anymore, but whatever, but probably will be. That's life. And of course, you call the Rav. So here's the question. Very interesting issue. So they used a dairy spoon, which is something that was designated for dairy, to cook, you know, to stir parv noodles, tami noodles, and it was designated for dairy. Wasn't used for dairy yet. Okay, and it was right. So there you have the noodles were cooked dairy pot that had not been used in 24 hours. So we are we're good with that. Then it was the pasta was taken out of the pot, and it was now in a klisheni. And it was still burning hot, Yatza let it bow, and they put dairy sauce on it, a sauce which was its dairy ingredients, had dairy ingredients. So far so good, so far no problems. But then they took a meat spoon to eat it when it was still burning hot. So that meat spoon, now the question became, was it used within 24 hours? Not used in 24 hours. They were not sure. So that's the big issue. How do you deal with something that's eno ben yomo? You're not sure if it's eno ben yomo or ben yomo. So now you have the Tosafot in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Chet, which quotes the unanimous opinion of Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rebbe. They all agree. They often disagree. Here they all agree that we'll say if you're not sure if it's a ben yomo, you treat it as an eno ben yomo. You treat it as an eno ben yomo. Why? You have a svek svekam. Maybe it was a eno ben yomo. If it was a ben yomo, maybe the taste that it gave off was not good. So we assume it's no tain tan lifgam and it's good. So therefore, the pasta is kasher because the mixture of the milk and the meat, the milk ingredients, the meat spoon was treated as notain tan lifgam, gives off a not such good taste because it hadn't been used in 24 hours, at least safek hadn't been used 24 hours. Good to go. Totally good to go. That's the way Shulchan Aruch rules. Safek eno ben yomo, we treat it as an eno ben yomo. So that's good. The pot, ready was out of the pot, you're okay. That meat spoon was eno ben yomo. It didn't do any damage, but it has now absorbed hot sauce, that burning hot the sauce on the burning hot noodles. So it's absorbed milk and it absorbed meat, and midrabanan it would require requires a hagalah. You'd have to actually kosher that spoon. Very easy to do. Just put it into boiling water, and get a rolling boil, and then put it under cold water, and they're good to go. Make sure the pot is eno ben yomo. Make sure you wait 24 hours from this event before you do that koshering, and then you are good to go. Wishing everybody a great week full of bracha and briyut and purim smichim.